you see some good things or some bad things or maybe a mixture of both for next year?
Well, let's face it, one of the biggest stories of 2011 was the failure of the Deficit Reduction Super Committee, as it's sometimes referred to. And I think that this is an issue that's going to be very, very serious in 2012, and the government simply is going to have to grapple with it. I think, you know, I don't know, I was in the government for 30-some years, and we always talked about cost savings and the need to cut back. But now I think it's true. You know, I think the country's in serious trouble, and I think agencies are really going to have to be looking for cost-saving measures. So I would say that the number one item in 2012 will be agencies facing the challenge to cut costs and actually use innovative ways to save money, which I don't think the government's effectively done in the past. So it's for real now. It's sort of like the kid crying wolf, and nobody's taken it seriously before, but now they really have no choice.
Has that sunk in, do you think, though, for people that this is for real?
No, I don't think it totally has, but I think it will in 2012. And agencies, I think, will be reaching out to the private sector, probably more so than in the past, for some innovative solutions. Of course, this goes contrary to the 2011 emphasis on insourcing. But I think we're going to see insourcing die a natural death because the government really has no choice but to rely on the private sector to a large extent for solutions and cost savings and innovative approaches to solving problems. I think that's definitely going to happen. And I would say the onslaught on the federal employee will continue, Francis. If you look back at 2011, I think one of the big stories was really one story after another about how federal employees are going to have to have more sacrifices. You know, their pension system they're having to pay more for, their health benefits they have to pay more for, the pay freeze is going to continue. So all of the onslaught, all the negativity with respect to federal employees, I think is going to continue. In 2012.
And the problem that I see, Rob, is I see the same thing in Congress with the federal employee stuff that I see with everything else. Nobody's saying what's reasonable for the government to do, what's reasonable for the government to provide pay and benefits-wise for the employees, what's reasonable for the agencies to do mission-wise for the taxpayer, and let's work from that baseline rather than from we have to cut X number of dollars and we have to figure out any way that we can do it.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, Francis, the government simply is going to have to make hard choices with respect to program cutbacks, and that's what the government doesn't like to do. And it's much easier to cut back on federal employee benefits than to cut back on programs that are wasteful. And this is what I'm talking about. The government's going to really have to sit down and talk about cutting waste out of programs. And believe me, there's plenty of it, as you well know.
One of my friends in the performance, the government performance community, has said that the way that Congress is going about this is the worst way to do that, too, because if you cut X percent off the top, you're cutting X percent from the programs that don't work, from the wasteful, duplicative, and so on, but you're also cutting X percent off the top of the ones that work and putting them in a position of being short of resources to the point where they may not work anymore.
Right, absolutely. And it's going to be a tough year. 2012 is going to be a tough year. And, of course, we have an election coming up, and obviously there's going to be a lot of attention on the election, and Congress will probably depart around July. And it's going to make it hard to get anything accomplished in 2012.
All right, your former office, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, has an opening at the top, at least as far as a permanent administrator. Dan Gordon leaving in a couple of weeks and leaving behind as his signature program, Mythbusters. Is it your experience that when somebody, not just at OFPP, but other places across government, when they leave a signature program like that behind, are the people who come along behind that person usually good at advancing that agenda, or is Mythbusters maybe something that, fortunately or unfortunately, depending how you look at it, we may have seen the most of so far?
Well, Francis, I have a couple of views on that. The Mythbusters was really trying to encourage agencies to open communications with the private sector and to have a better relationship. I mean, 2011, I think, was highlighted by very tense relationships between government and industry. And you had a CEO of a major company even talk about the caustic atmosphere. I think Mythbusters Francis really was a reaction to the fact that the government was getting a lot of criticism for not partnering well with industry. And I think that was a reaction to a growing drumbeat from industry that the government needed to be in a more communicative role. I think in 2012, you're going to see even a greater emphasis on that because, again, it goes to my point, the government's going to have to rely on the private sector more than ever before, I believe, to solve some of the problems that the government has. And I think that's going to entail partnering, whether the government likes it or not. I think there's going to have to be increased communication with industry. So I think Dan's initiative really was in reaction to the criticism the administration in particular was getting from the lack of communication with industry.